Broadcast sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Sheldon Jr. speaking. We count the privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the form of lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Let us pray. Our holy and righteous God, we approach thy throne of grace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and on the basis of his shed blood, asking for mercy, pleading that precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, our one desire is to be holy like our Lord Jesus is holy, to follow him in all of his ways, and, O Lord, that all of us will be his and go in the search of him, and, O Lord, that thou wilt work in us that which is well-pleasing by thy Spirit. Make us holy as thou art holy. Oh, may our thoughts be brought into captivity to thee, and our souls and our minds and all that we are will be like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
always thank God when I hear that song that I have that hiding place which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how precious it is to have Him to lean upon and to trust in every time and every phase of life. What a gracious Savior He is. What a precious Redeemer. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. My dear friend, we tell you each week we love to hear from you. We appreciate the mail that God has sent in, the hearts that are being touched. Those who are seeking the Lord, those who are rejoicing in the Lord, and those that are praying for us. We're always happy to hear that you're praying for us. We too pray that the blessings of our gracious Lord will rest upon you. Did you write for your free book that we're giving away this month entitled Only a Prayer Meeting by Brother Spurgeon? It'll rejoice your heart to read it. As he goes in brief discourses before their Monday night prayer meetings there in London when he lived and gave brief writings, brief words to his prayer meetings. They'll bless your heart. They certainly have blessed mine in reading it again. And in these days when we are longing for revival in our midst, how we need revival of prayer. And I want you to read this book with us and pray that God will send revival. Teach us to pray. This book is yours free and postpaid if you will write us. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We conclude today this series of messages on God's sovereignty in salvation. I do trust and pray, dear friend, that these messages have blessed your heart as they have blessed mine, and that each one of us have been strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man because we have heard and believed God's Word. Now, in today's message, I trust the Holy Spirit will be pleased to show us the reason for the Father's election of a certain number of Adam's race to be saved by grace, and that He will open up this great truth to our heart. We'll save this message for last, that we will see by the Word of God why it pleased the Father to elect a certain number of Adam's race to be saved by grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. This reason, I believe, is found in Romans 8:29 in these words. Listen. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. From first to last, in all the Scriptures, the only reason that I can find that God loved us, elected us, died for us, called us, saved us, justified us, sanctified us, and has kept us by His almighty power to glorify us in heaven, is that we might be made like His beloved Son, that so Christ may be the firstborn among many brethren. I want you to listen now as we go into the Scriptures upon this gracious subject that gives all the glory unto God for saving any soul from among the fallen race of Adam. Are you listening? We find in Ephesians 1:4 that it was God's purpose that we which He chose in Christ before the foundation of the world should be holy and without blame before Him in love. It is in this way, in holiness, that we are made in the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." As I said, the purpose of redemption is possession. And the purpose of possession is likeness to Him, who is Redeemer and owner of the purchased property. This likeness to the Lord Jesus Christ, who owns us, because He bought us with the price of His own precious blood, can only be in holiness, worked in the heart and life by God's grace through His Spirit, who is the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of Christ. Listen to the scripture that brings this out in 1 Peter 1:15, 16. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yes, we are to be holy because God has chosen us unto holiness, which is likeness to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it should be brought out right here that God has not chosen us because we were holy, or because he foresaw that we should become holy, but in order that we might be holy, he has chosen us to holiness as the means as well as to glory as the end. Therefore, wherever election, predestination, or calling are spoken of in the Word of God, they are spoken of in this view as having respect unto holiness. Therefore, assuring to us the attainment of likeness to Christ, which, as I said, is in holiness. Listen to what 1 Thessalonians 4:7 says about our divine calling. God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So we see that this is a true mark of God's elect. He who is called by divine grace is called unto holiness, to be made like the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friend, if we are not walking in the paths of righteousness, the paths of holiness is for his name's sake, according to Psalm 23:4, then we are surely not his, because this is the only path into which we are called to walk. Also, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that the man called by the grace of God to salvation in Christ is made a new creation, and therefore he desires to walk by the grace of God, according to Ephesians 4:24, in righteousness and true holiness. Listen again to 2 Thessalonians 2:13. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You see, when God chose us to salvation, he also ordained the means. This means was through sanctification of the Spirit. And my friend, what this means is this, that when the Holy Spirit calls one of God's elect to come to Christ, he sets him apart to deal with his heart in conviction. He does this through sanctification, that is, he begins to draw that sinner from his sinful ways and sets him apart from sin by the blood of Christ. You see, God does not save us in our sins, but from our sins. You see, by his grace, he sets us apart and shows us his hatred for sin and gives us that same hatred so that we will turn unto him from sin and seek the blood and righteousness of Christ as our only means of escape from sin, from Satan, and the penalty and power and the damnation of sin in hell. Oh, may the Spirit of the living God be pleased to take these great truths home to our heart. For, brethren, I am preaching upon the meat and marrow of the gospel. And did you know that holiness and sanctification is the only evidence of our election before God? That's right. And I praise God that he's done this for us, that he's called us to holiness, to a walk like our blessed Lord. Again, this sanctification of the Spirit is unto the belief of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. And this belief of our lost, ruined condition before God makes us long and cry after the blood of Christ as our cleansing, as the truth of the gospel breaks in upon our souls. We long after and desire to be holy as he is holy, for we see in our holy God a beauty and a glory that makes us hate sin. We therefore desire that this holy being take up his abode in us, And he does in salvation, for our body becomes his temple. Listen to me now. And where God enters to rest, to take up his abode, there he sanctifies and makes holy. Dear friend, this is one of the cardinal teachings of God's salvation that he gives to his elect. He that hath called you, he hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness, to be conformed to the image of his only begotten Son. You see, dear friend, God hates sin. He is infinitely opposed to sin. He is a consuming fire against sin. And as 1 John 3:9 tells us, that the soul that is born of God does not make sin the practice and rule of his life anymore. As a matter of fact, the new nature, God's divine nature, that is put in the sinner in salvation, does not sin. Therefore, the power of sin is broken in his life. He cannot make sin the practice and rule of his life because he is the dwelling place of the Most High God. Oh, that we would see then this blessed truth from God's Word, that the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared unto glory are vessels sanctified and made suitable for the Master's use, created in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, and that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor, according to 1 Thessalonians 4. Again, in 2 Timothy 2:19, we read, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth those that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Listen to me now. Here are two seals, one on the other. There is no second seal without the first, or first without the second. Those that are chosen will depart from iniquity, and those that are departing from iniquity are chosen. So, dear friend, if you're departing from iniquity, and this is done only by God's grace, then you can rest assured that you have been chosen. But if you are not departing from every sin, then you have no mark at all of being one of God's elect. Listen now. We have drifted to a sad state of affair in Christendom today. Poles apart from this blessed truth. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. No, it is just the opposite. Just that a man or a woman or a young person or a boy or a girl make a profession of faith in Christ, then he is told that he is saved and saved forever no matter how he lives. In the majority of the cases, it is still the same old life. They still curse like the world, smoke like the world, drink like the world, dance like the world, go to the movies like the world, read the filth of the world, lie and steal like the world, and carry on their business like the world. They don't love to attend the house of God. They don't love worship, and they don't love prayer. They don't love the Word of God to search it out. They don't give a penny of their money to promote the cause of Christ here upon earth. It is still the same selfish, sinful life. And yet they are told that they are saved, and some preacher will preach them into heaven at their funeral while their souls lie in the burnings of hell. Why? Because they have never departed from iniquity. They have no desire for a holy life, which is one of the true marks of a child of God. The root of the matter is this. They have missed Holy Spirit conviction in the new birth. And therefore, they're not saved. My friend, are you in this condition? I ask you, have you made a profession, and yet you've gone on living the same old life? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Listen again. This to me is the clarion call of the Bible according to 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath the light with darkness? And what agreement hath Christ with Satan? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, because you are the people of God, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. As I said, this is the clarion call of the Bible. Come out from among you, among the world, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Why? Because you are a holy people, set apart for God's holy use. Are you still with me? I want you to hear me through. Dear friend, we are living in a day when anything poses for salvation, and nobody seems to cry out against it because we don't want to make people mad or rock the boat. All we want to do is to keep peace at any cost. But my Lord said that he did not come to bring peace but a sword, to bring a sword against every peace that is not found in him. Let me blow the trumpet loud and clear today. God's call in the gospel is for salvation in Christ, is a call unto holiness to make us in the image and likeness of Christ. Any other call is a false call. And anyone who claims to be a child of God and waiting for Christ from heaven and is not fleeing youthful lusts, who is not fleeing fornication, who is not fleeing idolatry, who is not fleeing the love of money, or the love of the world, or the love of worldly things, and who is not fleeing the world with all of its vainglory, my friend, you are deceived, you are blinded by the god of this world, and doomed and damned for hell. You might say, Pastor, that's strong language, but let's listen to God's word. In 1 John 3:2-3, we read, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Watch that third verse now. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. This man who has this blessed hope is not living like the devil in sin, walking after the ways of the world. Oh, no. He that has such a blessed hope purifies himself. He lives a holy life. Even as he who called him is pure and holy. This same truth of the coming of the Lord and our attitude toward it in holy living is brought out in 2 Peter 3. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, watch it now, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, that is, walking in holiness. Listen to me one more time now, and then we will leave you for now. Hebrews 12:10 tells us that God's chastening his people is for one purpose, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Oh, my dear friend, if God is so interested in our holiness and our being conformed to his blessed Son in holiness, should not we be the same? If we are his children, if we who are his children are saved by his marvelous grace, then I'll tell you, the clearest mark of our election is that we are being changed from glory to glory in the likeness and image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Hebrews 12:14 tells us, without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Dear friend, what road are you walking on today? The road of holiness, Isaiah 35, or self-will and sin, Romans 8:7. Remember, God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. I poured out my soul in this message. I want you to show you the end of election, and that is that it might make us like holy like our blessed Lord. And my friend, If you hold to the doctrines of what we call the doctrines of grace and the sovereignty of God and God's great election, and this great election which you say that you have has not made you holy, then you have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Because God does not call us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. My friend, you have listened, and I pray the blessings of our gracious Lord will work in each and every heart. We'll cry after Him, cry after holiness, cry after conforming to Christ. We will be like Peter, we'll make our calling and election sure. I know you'll want a copy of these messages, 8 of them in all. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid if you will write them. Why, ask for them by name, The Sovereignty of God in Salvation. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. And until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.